consciously, your subconscious mind always remembers. And as for 1980, only certain things are consciously remembered identifiably of that year. And yet as time drifts by, even more has in the past been eventually consciously forgotten. Forget many things people do as naturally one has been, making way for new things, events of the past and speculations of the future. But of course forgotten things are of no importance, only those things belonging to the present thoughts, feelings, events. Only those things are vivid and meaningful in the past, but now they will also be vivid and meaningful into the future. Go deeper now, follow my count from 10, 9, 8, 7, that's right, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now listen very carefully with your subconscious mind. From this moment on, any event, any happening from the past that you need to remember, regardless of whether it is studying, regardless of whether it is examination time, regardless of where you are or what you are doing, your memory will become and will remain accurate, clear, and precise. Your thoughts will flow easily and automatically, because your subconscious mind can and indeed will use its tremendous and immense power to enable a better, clearer, more relaxed connection between your memory and the present. And this will be easy for you, and it will be automatic for you. And you know everything is easy when you learn it, because then it is automatic. And your conscious memory will indeed improve significantly. And things from the past that the conscious mind may have thought it has forgotten will come to the fore, and your memory will rapidly and vastly improve, and you will simply begin to see all things in their true perspective, clearly and automatically, not hung up, not stressed, not strained, a perfect, flowing memory. An accurate memory, especially for studying, especially for